Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
There are four deadly lies that are keeping you from getting the momentum that you need in your business as a speaker, coach, consultant, some type of industry expert, trainer, and it likely has nothing to do with your business, has likely nothing to do with your products or service or your offers or your programs. It has everything to do with what you believe. These are four deadly lies. We're going to jump into it. In case we haven't met yet, my name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content, and for the last 4 years, I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages to change the world for good. Now, as I look at all these hundreds of people, over 1,000 people I've worked with, there are these consistently 3-4 lies that keep coming up that as soon as people say, I reject that lie, I adopt this truth, and I start to believe this about myself, and I start to implement and move forward with confidence in my business, then they start to get the momentum, the results. This has happened in my own life. When I was starting out, starting out six, seven, 8 years ago, I was believing these four lies in different forms, in different ways. And what I found is once I started rejecting those lies and started adopting in some truths, some beliefs about myself, and start building that confidence and getting the momentum so that I could then work with those hundreds of coaches and consultants over and over again. So the first lie that we have to reject is that I'm not blank enough. This is one where it has so many different variations of this, but I consistently see this over and over again. And it's when you say, I know this lie. I know I tell myself this. But until you get absolutely gut-wrenchingly honest with yourself about it, you will continue to let this affect you and affect your life. The I'm not enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not known enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not experienced enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not connected enough. I'm not resourced enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not available enough from a time of scheduling, whatever it might be. Whatever the blank is that you fill this in, the I'm not blank enough, that's something you're telling yourself as if you are chasing this person in the future. And this is connected to different lies that we tell ourselves. Like one of the lies we tell ourselves is the, oh, I just feel so behind. Behind according to whom? We're chasing this idea of somebody that we're supposed to be or we should be. And by the way, let's take a little tangent here. Should is one of the most shameful words that we could ever have in our industry, in even our everyday vocabulary. We don't necessarily tell it to others, but we tell ourselves, oh, I should be on time. Oh, I should have done that better. I should have done this. Should. Just dumping shame on you in the not enough category. And it is crushing your momentum because it starts with your confidence and the identity of what you believe yourself to be. Are you innately enough? Do you believe that you have that innate being, light and love and hope that you can bring into the world? Unless you start with that belief that you are enough before you ever start your business, before you ever get out of bed in the morning, before you ever hop on that call or hop on that plane to go there, unless you believe that you are enough, it's never going to be where people see that you have what it takes to be able to help them realize that they're enough too. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know what your background is. I don't know what your experience. I don't know what you might have gone through in life, but you innately are enough. You absolutely matter. And because you have some innate talents and abilities built in, saying that you may not be exactly where you want to be, but where you are right now is enough for right now. And that's great. The more that you can reject this lie, I'm not enough, replace it with the I am enough, but I'm going to be even more tomorrow and even this afternoon and next hour, the more you can say, I am enough right now, but I'm not satisfied with where I am, so I can be more enough later. The second lie is the I'm not them. I see this over and over again, especially in different industries, health and wellness space. Well, I'm not Sean T, or I'm not, like in the marketing space, I'm not Gary V, or in the media space, I'm not Marie Forleo. I'm not them. whatever the them is, you have somebody in your mind you're saying, like, oh, I would love to be them. Yeah, but at one point, the them, they were where you are right now. And how did they go from the where you are to where they are? It took time. It took guts. It took effort and energy and saying, I need the humility to learn from others. But the thing is, like, I'm not interested in creating the next Gary Vee. I'm interested in creating the first John Cook. For you being able to say, I'm not interested in creating the next whoever you think you should be, and be interested in saying, I'm interested in creating the first me. And what does that look like? What does it mean to be me in a way that is uniquely showing up with my full power, my full potential? So people say, yes, I'm attracted to that. I know what that looks like. I know that you can bring that unique perspective. This is what keeps so many different authors from writing books about topics that say, oh, so-and-so already wrote that book about marketing. Seth Godin wrote it about marketing. Or Jocko Willink wrote this about leadership and from the military or whatever it might be. It's saying that is keeping you from getting your genius out into the world because, oh, they already wrote that book and I'm not them. Then where you can say, I don't need to be them because I don't have their schedule. I don't have the connections. I have my own connections. And the thing is, they don't have my connections. They don't have my schedule. What are the advantages that I can use as me that they don't have as them? And the more I can reject who the them is and more embrace who I am and who I'm supposed to be, the more I can be able to show up as myself and not try to be somebody that I'm not. So the third lie is this idea of it's too crowded. And this is what I already started to touch on a little bit. It's like, oh, somebody's already done this. And so I'm invisible because, oh, I'm just going to be another voice talking about getting out of debt or how to be a single parent or how to be able to have a healthier marriage or whatever it might be. It's the, oh, somebody's already done that. Somebody's already written that. And so I feel I don't show up in my full potential. I don't show up with my full genius and how I'm approaching this. But saying the fact of the matter is, like, there are people in the world who are craving exactly what you get to bring into the world, and the way that you share it, your stories, your background, your experience, your education, your perspective that you bring into life, people are craving the uniquely you as you show up with your book, with your training, your course, whatever it might be. Saying, instead of saying, like, hey, there are so many thousands of books on finance, but there isn't my book yet. And I feel like I have my stories will connect with other people saying, I've been looking for stories just like yours because your story reminds me of mine. The more you can say, it's not too crowded, saying, don't think of it like a red ocean, but think of a blue ocean. Saying, okay, what are the opportunities I'm looking for? And think of the abundance versus scarcity. Abundance versus scarcity. That's the third one. But the fourth one I really look at is, especially I see this for people who might be a little bit older, I missed my moment. YouTube is where I see this again and again and again. People say, oh, I can't start a YouTube channel because I should have really started it back in 2006 or 2007, 2008, or whenever it might be when it really first started, 2003. Whatever. It's going, I missed my mark. I'm too old for this now. Or, gosh, that's for the kids. I can't get into TikTok because that's for the tweeners or it's for the 18s or the 25s or whatever it might be. I hear this. I'm not saying this, but I hear this from clients over and over again. I can't get into YouTube because this is the I missed my moment. Oh, I should have started 15 years ago. Again, should. We pile this on ourselves saying, like, according to whom? Like, there is still so many different opportunities, especially in YouTube, to be able to get your message out and make the difference. And in there, it's saying, I want to know that, yes, if I said, okay, if something goes for 2 hours and you say, oh, I missed the first 10 minutes, well, you're not going to say, gosh, I guess the next hour and 50 minutes aren't worth it. But saying, gosh, I missed the first 10 minutes, but maybe I can learn from people who are here for the first 10 minutes to help make the next hour and 50 minutes that much better. And all of these are really tied into the fact that I love the fact that you are watching this right now tells me that you are wanting to grow. That you want to see momentum, you want to see results, you want to see whatever that future is that you can create it. And back here, if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, there's a post that I have, and I have it here on the wall with every single video that I do, every single recording. It's The Man in the Arena. It's an excerpt from a speech that Teddy Roosevelt gave, President Teddy Roosevelt. He was one of the presidents of the United States. And after he left office, he was over in France, over in Paris, giving a speech at a university. And this was from the from an amazing speech about the Republic. But it's Citizens of the Republic is the name of speech. And this little excerpt, The Man in the Arena, is from, I believe, page 37 in that. And it talks about the man in the arena, that the fact that you are out there, that you are fighting, that you're going for something worth living and breathing and dying for and changing lives, is the fact that there are cold and timid souls who don't understand what it's like to get up at 4 a.m. because you want to know how to be a better marketer. Or the ones who say, I'm taking night class, or I'm doing the certification, I'm doing this coaching program because I want to know what it's like to make a difference in their lives. There are cold and timid souls, haters online, trolls, family members, people who just, they may not be haters, but people, they just don't understand what you're going through, and they don't understand what you're also aiming for. They will never understand because they're not risking anything. So if you take a chance, look at The Man in the Arena, Teddy Roosevelt. It's an excerpt from a speech, an amazing speech, but that comes down to the fact that you are out there fighting for something better, being able to get bloodied with posting something and nobody shows up, or sharing this idea and nobody watches it, or whatever it might be. The fact that you are getting out there is saying that you have a much better chance than people that don't risk anything. You may be the invisible expert right now, but I'm here to tell you, you will not be invisible forever. And if you can take and reject each of these four lies and say, replace them with the truth and the confidence that you are enough, that you don't have to be anybody but yourself, that it's not too late, it's not too crowded, but people are looking for what you have to share and you can make a difference. If you love what I share and say, God, John, I don't even know where to go with this. I don't even know where to get started. You can go to workwithjohncook.com. You can fill out a form. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about where you're at with as an invisible expert, whether as a coach, consultant, trainer, speaker, whatever it might be, and saying, let's take the next step forward with your business so that you can start changing lives. As you reject these four lies, you can start changing lives with your message. And if you love what I've shared with here, go ahead and hit the subscribe, like, share this with a friend. I know that there are so many people who are saying, like, I feel like an invisible expert, but I know I'm not the only one. I was just talking with a friend of mine about this the other day, or another coach, or another trainer, whomever it might be. Share this with them. Have hope. Make it a great day. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.